This is a podcast from the BBC.
Tuesday's podcast starts now, and it's the return of Chris Stark. So I've got him a real nice present, like a message from someone that he would never believe in a million years I've got a message from. Also, there's a group of lads we speak to on WhatsApp who absolutely have to have a night out, that's the rules, when something specific happens. And it happened last night, so they all went out. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Oh, he's back!
Mate, I've only gone and got married.
I know, what the?
I know, right?
Matt from Ipswich says, welcome back, Chris. Scott's done okay without you. All right. But it's great that the dynamic duo, that's us, are back together. It's good to have you back, mate.
I'm so excited to be back. Scott
Mills. So we're all back to normal. It's all good. And I've got to say, I mean, it's not about me, but your wedding was one of the best days of my life.
Of your life?
Of my life. I know, like I said, not bringing it back to me, but it was actually one of the best days of my life.
What?
I had to glue the wig down.
What does that mean?
Well, thank you very much as well for my responsibilities on the day.
Yeah, can I just say a massive thank you for handing out all those fans in such a professional and dignified way?
Yeah, because I was just there with a box of fans. But
head of cooling.
Yeah, because it was really hot. But that was my only job of the day, so I was like, yeah, it's wig. And then your speech was awesome.
Thank you. Do you think it sort of thanked everyone in the right way?
Yeah, can I ask a question, right? Mm. You know that both Matt Edmondson and the producer here, Mark, sent you their wedding speeches?
Yes.
Was some of it borrowed from both? A little bit.
I got one of the names wrong.
What?
I thought that's what you were talking about.
Did you?
No, fine.
No, I mean, you know, like the template they sent?
Yeah.
But like, was some of it like copied and pasted a bit?
That just like, the thing is, all speeches are roughly the same,
yeah,
aren't they?
Man, also, Mark here, I mean, to be fair, he did have some good jokes in his. And I just felt that there was a couple of those in there. There was nothing wrong with that, because none of those people would have known.
There was a bit of confusion when I used a Spice Girls lyric, which was, I was trying to talk about my now wife's friends, and I said, if she once told me, if you want to be my lover, you've got to get with my friends, which led to a lot of questions.
It did, yeah.
About who I'd been getting with, and
right.
It was just me trying to be just to try and quote a Spice Girls lyric. You
I
know?
Was like, wig,
what's this wig thing, right?
Nothing.
Because people have been tweeting me as well, just going wig, and I don't know what it means.
All in good time. Scott
Mills. Right, the wig thing.
Hmm.
What have I missed?
Yeah, you really... I can hear the frustration. JJ on Twitter says, Scott winding Chris up about wig is just too perfect. The frustration builds. Okay, so we were talking about it yesterday. It's a clip from March, I think, from American Idol. And I've only just got to the wig party. I'm late. But this was a guy called Noah, who'd just done his audition. And listen to his reactions, because he's so excited.
My name is Noah Davis. I'm from Royal, Arkansas, and I'm 18 years old.
Wow, 18.
Wig, okay.
Wig, did you just say wig?
Yes.
I know, wig. I feel that already.
What is wig?
What is wig?
No, it's not your language. It's just for us. Wig.
We're on.
Oh, come
on,
here.
Man.
We're here together.
I love you.
I love you.
So
oh
much.
Oh, my God.
Noah?
Yes, sir.
You're blushing just a wee bit.
You think
so? I
know.
So?
I am ready for my wig to go flying.
I hope it does go flying.
Out of this room.
Yeah.
Wig.
So like, imagine like if like Watford scored a goal, you could be like, oh my God, wig.
Wig, okay.
Wig.
What do I say? My wig's gone.
Yeah, you say, oh my God, my wig's gone.
Wig is on. New football season's about to start. My wig's falling off.
My wig flew. Apparently, at a Niall Horan gig a couple of days ago, someone's wig did actually fall off, and all of the crowd were going, her wig flew! And Niall looks so confused.
So if you're excited, your wig's gone.
Yeah, like Katy Perry here explaining it on Jimmy Kimmel.
Will you tell us what wig means? Because I'm still thinking of it.
It's like, what's wig? It's a language that sometimes the kids and I speak. It's a little bit internet language.
Uh-huh.
But when somebody basically sings really well and they sing, you know, they sing so well that the wig flies off.
Oh, I thought it was like wig out, because you remember that one?
No. It's like if there's tape and glue, because I've worn many wigs. Hello, blue wig, California girls.
Yeah.
but sometimes the glue is not strong enough to hold the vibrations. And the wig flies all across
too
the
much
room.
In-
right, are you getting this?
Wig flu.
My wig flu.
I'm on.
And then we sent James, who works on the show, out to... well, he just actually pointed at people's heads and went, wig, just to see what happened. I'll play that for you in a minute. But yeah, wig, flu.
Wig.
It's a bit like, you know, like I stan.
Yeah.
Or that's the tea, I got, which I told you about before.
Wig's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Scott Mills.
Can I ask you an honest question, Chris?
Yes.
Are you annoyed that I haven't so far given you a wedding gift?
Oh, well, I'm not annoyed. I just would have thought it would be something that you'd do.
Right. Was there some kind of list that we had to choose from? Because I wasn't aware of that.
No.
Oh.
No, people don't do that still, do they? I thought that was a her.
Oh, is it a her? I don't know. But I thought I was waiting for some kind of list. That's my excuse. But, like, you will get something. But I'll get around to it.
It's no stress.
How? Okay. But I will. There will be something.
It would be nice to have something.
I know. What kind of thing is it, though? I don't know what you get. Anyway, we'll come to that. But I have got you something kind of in the interim, which I think you're going to like, which I'm going to reveal to you at 1:40 today. Kind of like a, you know, well done, great day, and welcome back to the show, right?
Okay.
1:40, a little surprise for you.
Scott Mills.
Chris, it's so good to have you back.
Thank you so much. Yeah, well, it's lovely to be back, of course.
I hope we can still kind of do this, because, like, I worry that, like, if you get out of practice with somebody, especially after 2 weeks... Like the chemistry.
We just start talking over each other.
Right, and also, I mean, and you hear it on loads of local radio.
I know what you mean, yeah, I hear that all the time.
They just talk at the same time, and rubbish. It's really, actually rubbish. Yeah, I hope we can still do it. I mean, it's going fine so far. The chemistry is not lost. Now, I did miss you, and I wanted to kind of mark your return in a special way. All right?
It sounds like an initiation.
No, it's just, you know, like...
You're not going to wee on me, are you?
Right, you're doing that talking over me thing. Sorry. Again, so definitely out of practice. You know, here at Radio 1, there's always, like, famous people kind of, like, hanging around. There's a load of famouses because it's, you know, the greatest and biggest radio station in the world.
Mm.
And it's quite easy to get, you know, like, a message from a big celebrity. Let's say if Dua Lipa walked through the live lounge now, I could easily say, hey, Dua, will you do a message from auntie's birthday, Jane? And she'll be like, yeah, sure. Well, she might not, but she probably would say, yeah, no worries.
Okay.
So it's quite easy to get messages from people. Now, there's a certain someone who has been doing the rounds on the internet over the last month or so, and I wanted you to receive a kind of welcome back message from him.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Producer Mark is just getting the message up there now. You'll be able to see this person as well. And obviously be able to hear him on the radio, but obviously because of how radio works, you won't see him.
This is really exciting, but I can't help but feel I'm going to be disappointed.
You won't. You will not. Okay. Right, so I'm going to get you now to open your eyes, and you will see the guy who the message is from, and then we will press play on it.
Can I open my eyes?
Go.
Oh, wow. Okay, fine.
Now,
so you've been busy.
Do you know who that is?
Why am I watching this?
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Right, who's
this
that?
This is the video that I sent to all of you guys.
I knew you'd like it.
This is so good.
You've not even heard the message yet.
Oh, goodness. If this is like a personal thing, this is amazing.
Who's that?
So this is a video I got sent during the World Cup. And you know when there was loads of these videos going, it's coming home. And like different versions of it. There was one with this bald guy who was singing It's Coming Home and waving some flags. And he was completely naked. And he sort of used every part of his body.
Yep.
now, why have you done this?
Because we thought it'd be a good welcome back. So
it's like, what?
So his name's Martin.
Of course it is. Why am I staring at it?
Oh. It's also really awkward that that's the name of your now father-in-law.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, so his name's Martin. And the great thing is, since he was kind of like viral over the World Cup, he's coming home naked. Martin now does bespoke messages.
Of Of course he does.
Right, so are we ready?
This is so good already.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah.
Hi, this is Naked Martin. This is a request for Chris and Ria to say hope you had a great wedding and a wonderful honeymoon.
Thank you.
Scott has missed you, and so are the listeners. All the best.
Why is he shaking it?
I asked him to give a little twirl at the end, and he obliged.
That's lovely. Well, yeah? I did wonder if I was going to get a wedding gift from you.
And oh, that's awkward. That's it.
It's just the most ridiculous thing I've seen.
Now, make sure you send that to your wife immediately.
Thank you, everyone.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
People are absolutely obsessed with Naked Martin. This person says, for Christmas, I got my girlfriend a Naked Martin shout-out in a Christmas hat. That was always wearing, obviously. So, yeah, we managed to get Martin's number. He's the guy that went, it's coming home. Bald guy, completely naked.
Completely naked, waving from the flags.
Yeah. And Martin actually has been a nudist, a proud nudist for years. And he does do bespoke messages. And when we spoke to him, he says he's doing up to, well, between 50 and 70 messages a day. And obviously now it's been on Radio 1, there'll be more.
It's the perfect gift.
I know. I mean, it's too early to think about Christmas, but
what's wonderful as well, I think even hearing that on radio is I mean, you can hear everything.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to play your reaction again. I don't think I've ever heard you like this before. And more.
Now, why have you done this?
Because we thought it'd be a good welcome back. So
it's like, what?
So his name's Martin.
Of course it is. Why am I staring at
him? some of the messages coming in are amazing. Have you seen the top message there?
I've just seen that. Right. Okay.
Why was it
obviously
doing that?
Not the first video that he has sent.
No. And a lot of you are saying, obviously, because you can't see the video, which Chris has now put on his Instagram. Not the full shot, no?
I've managed to crop it just to the right length.
All right.
I know. Okay.
That's on your Insta.
All right. No. Come on, let's be sensible.
Martin does sound naked. A lot of you are pointing out.
All the best.
Mills.
You must have heard this in Ibiza, right?
Big tune.
Massive. And Camel Fat, also massive, like Panic Room, played all the time, right?
Yeah.
Crystal clear.
Love Camel Fat. Hey, they sort of messaged me when I was in Ibiza trying to get me to come out.
Camel Fat did.
Yeah, and I was almost too scared. I was like, I am not on your level.
Right. On the chart show last week, they told me that they'd got a private jet. Well, I was like, how did you get to Ibiza? They went, a plane. And I was like, was it private jet? And they went, yeah. After telling me that they weren't at that level yet.
Of course.
They'd flown in from Corsica. I mean, they're huge.
Yeah.
That was Neutron Dance, crystal clear, on BBC Radio 1. Did you get any DJs to help you choose your bangers while you were away? Because actually, it was quite annoying that you won the week while not even being here.
Well, last week I won.
Yeah, while not being here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, well, I didn't get any help, I don't think, but normally what you do is you screw me over and give me really rubbish songs.
Well, no, you left them for us, but they were all quite dancey.
Oh,
I just thought you might have had some outside help.
Why? Scott Mills.
Let me tell you, this Loud Luxury body track is a smash hit, and I'm claiming that because it was our tune of the week.
You're claiming the success behind this song?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, mate, it's shooting up the charts.
I saw an amazing video of a massive crowd, thousands and thousands of people all singing it back.
I just think we've made
wicked.
We've made more people aware of it. And also, this remix would have helped. You've missed this. Get the idea.
Scott Mills.
Grimmies last week on Breakfast is a lot of fun. Alan Carr co-hosted the Radio 1 Breakfast show with Nick Grimshaw this morning, and he was so funny.
Alan Carr is always amazing when he's with Grimmie. They've got this really special bond, I think.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
He was, if you didn't hear it, he was saying about how he ended up on holiday in Ibiza with some people he'd never met before.
And these three lovely girls invited me along to Ibiza, and they'd never been before, so I showed them the whole, all the sights.
Oh, my God.
I know. We lost two of them.
It really makes me laugh. He also weirdly talked about the time he tried to milk a bull at home.
I don't try and do that at home.
No, don't milk a bull.
No, not again.
No. And do you remember the last time Alan was on? He threw some fairly well-deserved shade at Sinead, our entertainment reporter.
Usual personality to make it more entertaining.
Oh. How many BAFTAs do you have, love?
By this morning, they saw each other for the first time. And they were reunited.
Both Alan and Sinead are back sat next to each other.
Yay.
Once more.
So bossy. And then you just turned, you're like one of those cats you get in Greece. Oh, that's a nice cat. Bit my face.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Oh, like one of them cats you get in Greece.
I like where you've got sort of it's a weird enemy to have, isn't it? A weird nemesis.
It is. Tomorrow, Grimmie is going to be joined by superstar from Games of Thrones, Games of Thrones? What's that?
Games of Thrones.
You can tell I really watch it. From Game of Thrones, Maisie Williams, tomorrow morning from 6:30. Okay. I want to play our tune of the week, and I will urge you, we need to make this a smash. You'll know it from Love Island this year. Since then, it's flown up online charts. And this girl is so happy that we have chosen her as her tune of the week. She posted a video yesterday on Twitter from backstage at her gig in Chicago. So made up.
I kind of urge anyone to just take a moment for themselves, if they'd like to. Mm-hmm. Maybe light a candle.
Yep.
Close the curtains.
Close your eyes.
And just have that little special time just for yourself.
Yeah, not if you're driving, obviously.
Obviously not.
As we play Freya Ridings, our tune of the week.
Standing on the platform, watching you go. You said, I want to see the world. And I said,
now, where somebody is, this is Georgia in Reading, it's started thundering and it's create quite a zen kind of moment for her. Someone's just dropped trowel and lit a candle. We didn't ask you to do that, but...
You said light a candle, but... Yeah.
We just said light a candle.
But I think however you want to enjoy that moment there, because it's just a very peaceful moment.
Like, it's the kind of track that actually does stop you in your tracks. Like you like some people are saying, like, "Whoa, I've had to park and take this track in." Like, we need to make this song a hit because it's superb.
It's a beautiful song. Now,
beautiful.
If you were going to break up with me, in a sort of like radio sense, would you play that in the background as well? Could you use it in any sort of dumping scenario?
Oh, I'm thinking maybe we could all break up with some people this week while that song's on. Because imagine if it was
standing
just like,
on the platform, watching you go.
Sorry, Anna, that's my cleaner. It's goodbye.
It's like no other pain.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. With the song. Well, maybe we do that tomorrow. But I think everyone's got someone they'd like to break up with. It's like maybe it's your barber or something, you know, that you want to go with someone new and you just haven't taken that opportunity. Maybe it's your phone provider. Okay, well, I'll do it.
Love someone so much to have no control.
Hello, Mr. Ho 2. No, Woe 2.
Are you breaking up with me?
It's been fun so far, but yes, disconnect me. Right. I'll disconnect you.
What are
it's
the
over.
What are the other company offering?
There's many others.
All right. Can't I try and match it?
No, No, but you get the idea. Yeah, Let's all break up tomorrow.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Someone says, have you just fired your cleaner on air? No. And please, Anna, don't leave me. Thank you.
She'll be listening at your house right now, possibly.
No, she doesn't come Tuesdays.
No?
Is it Tuesday? Yeah, don't come Tuesdays.
It's Tuesday, but I assume you've got Radio 1 on around the house, of course, so...
Yeah. Also, if anyone wants to break up with someone or something using that Freya Ridings track of the week, then let us know, 1811 99. Like, it doesn't have to be a girlfriend or boyfriend. It can be a thing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's loads of examples. It could be like your hairdresser or...
We'll do it for you. We'll use that track, OK? Let us know, 81199. At BBC R1.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Jared.
Hi there, how are you?
Hi there. Yeah, we're good. You're in Bath.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you're 25, and at the moment you're selling toilet rolls.
Toilet rolls and cleaning consumables, that kind of thing.
Okay, but I know that also you're a singer-songwriter as well.
I am indeed, yeah.
Okay, so you've got it all going on, haven't you?
Well, slightly, yeah. It's going well.
Bog rolls by day and music by night.
What a dream, right?
Yeah. With the toilet rolls, I saw this amazing service online where you can get personalised rolls, right?
Yeah.
So you can say, send in a picture of whatever you'd like, and then they can get printed onto toilet roll, which I think is an amazing service.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when I bought you that Donald Trump loo paper back from America?
Yeah, you did.
A massive bestseller over there.
So how is the singing songwriting going? Have you performed anywhere massive yet?
No, not massive. I guess a little cafe in Glastonbury. That was quite good.
Mate, you've played Glastonbury?
Well, I don't know if it counts.
It does count. If it was at Glastonbury, you've played Glastonbury.
Totally.
Take it.
Alright, I'll take it.
Right, here's what I've got for you today. Oh, I'll need to play the whole song then. Here's what I've got for you today. The club can't even handle me right now. Flo Rida. I'm not hearing any noises.
No, I do like this one. Classic flow, this one. Mm. At a time where the club literally couldn't handle you, Scott.
No, it
could.
Really
they
could.
Really
no,
couldn't.
No, really couldn't.
When this, do you remember that night?
Oh.
They really couldn't handle
they
you.
Couldn't handle me.
You can have that. Or you can have my choice today on Bangers, which is this.
Oh, you dirty.
Yeah, right? Ooh. This is the Far East movement. And the song is called Like a G6. Now, you just know Naked Martin, who was on earlier, would love this one.
Oh.
Did you hear about Naked Martin?
I was listening at the time, yeah. It was what a present.
I know. I thought it was the ideal like homecoming gift. Right, so what are you going to go for?
Oh, it's a tough one. Do you have a phone a friend option? Or
no, I'm not on this. Wrong show. No.
Right, they're both really good songs. I think, to be honest, as a welcome home gift, I'm going to have to choose Chris.
Go on, Jared.
I'm Riaz.
And I'm Alex.
We've got a brand new podcast for you.
And I'm not sure what we can actually say without getting fired.
Unexpected Fluids.
Well, what we can say is that it's quite literally the warts and all of what really happens between the sheets, in the shower, maybe in the shed.
Embarrassing stories of sex gone sideways. We're not here to judge.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh! I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy wipers.
One. It's available now from the BBC iPlayer radio app.
And from wherever you found this podcast.
G6. Yeah, actually, you deserve to win that. Yours is way better than mine today.
Thank you.
I wouldn't normally say that, but that is a tune. My wig flew.
Ah, wig.
Wig. Wig.
Wig, okay.
So I won yesterday with DJ Sammy, which means anything can happen for the rest of the week. And then you win with Like a G6 by the Far East Movement, making it 1-1.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Cigala, Paloma Faith on Radio 1. Cigala's off.
What?
Yeah, not well at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Had to cancel Iannapa, his gig in Iannapa last night.
No.
But, and this is why he's a good bloke.
What's wrong? Dodgy fingers? What's going on?
No, just doctors say stay at home, just unwell. But to make up for it, he put money behind the bar at the gig in Iannapa last night.
Love that.
Right. Baller. Because you've been in España for so long, do you feel a little bit out of touch with music? Have you heard this new DJ Khaled and Justin Bieber track?
I don't think so, no.
Right, it's stormed into the chart on Friday. It's called No Brainer. That's coming up. Radio 1, who's this, please?
It's Brendan. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good, Brendan. How are you?
Got a bit of a sore head, feeling a bit worse for wear, but good, yeah.
Did you go out last night?
I did, yeah, because of a WhatsApp group, Twitter account, set of rules.
What do you mean?
So basically, there's a rule that if a football player called Alan Hutton scores, then no matter what's going on in your life, how much you've got in your bank account, you have to go out. You have to get out and find somebody else who believes in the same sort of thing. And he scored last night. I think it was only the second time he scored in about 7.5 years.
This is good. So this is like a sort of friend challenge that you've got, like something that only you and your mates do.
Well, it started off as me and my mates, and then we've just evolved it, really. And I had the Twitter account didn't have too many people on it. We were just saying that he hadn't scored every day. It just says, has Alan Hutton scored? And we were just tweeting no every day.
Right.
And then he scored last night. And I didn't really realise, like, so many people sent us all these photos in that they'd gone out. Like, somebody said he woke up his really ill girlfriend and dragged her out. There's people who, like, you know, not in going into work today. So it took off a lot more than we sort of thought, really.
I can explain this, Scott. Alan Hutton is a footballer that, am I right in thinking, hasn't scored for potentially, like, years?
He hasn't scored in 1,339 days before last night.
Hang on. Who does he play for?
He plays for Aston Villa.
How's he still got a job?
Because, I mean, he's just not really the sort of type of player that gets into those positions. But we've had this rule for a long time. And I think, like, when you know, we were just scared that he would score on a Monday night when you got no... I've just come back from a festival, like, I was so tired. And every time he gets near the penalty box, you sort of like, is this going to be the moment? And it was, sadly.
This is so good.
So when Alan Hutton scores, there's a group of you that have to go out and celebrate no matter how you're feeling.
Yeah, no matter how you're feeling, what's in your bank account, but it's who's never... there, where you are.
It's never happened for ages, so you I bet you weren't expecting that.
It's actually, since we've had this WhatsApp group, there's about 20, 30 of us in the WhatsApp group and a couple hundred on the Twitter. It's the first time it's happened since we started observing the rule, if you will.
People on Twitter were sending you photos of them going out because of the rules.
Yeah.
That's good.
Stories of what they were doing. There were some photos, some people out in Germany, in Stockholm. It's been really funny to see how many people actually like did it. And we were just holding ourselves really accountable. Like, it didn't matter how tired we were last night, we had to do it. But it seems a lot of other people observed the rules. So.
Scott, this is such a good idea. You pick one thing that is unlikely to happen, but could happen at any time.
Yeah.
But we all agree that we'll go out if that thing happens.
Yeah, we need to
think. It should normally be on a Saturday. So, you know, and you're feeling good and maybe you've been to another football match and you just roll on and it's just typical, like, Alan doesn't care. He doesn't care about Mondays to you. Yeah.
Do you reckon Alan would have heard about this, or will he?
I hope so. We actually, last year, we had a birthday party for him. His birthday's on the 30th of November, and he hadn't scored all season. So, and we tried to, like, message him about it and get in touch. And we all, like, carry these little, we call them membership cards, but just, like, match attack cards. And we got his signature and stuff like that, and we all have them in our wallets.
So what if he's broken the seal now and he's going to be, like, a prolific goal-scoring machine? You're going to have to keep going out.
I mean, he's fully capable of doing it. He's a player of our generation, so we'll have to just wait and see.
We need to think of our equivalent for this, Scott.
If anyone has any ideas on what we could do as a group, like all of us, let us know.
Needs to be something quite rare, something unlikely to happen, but you know,
but it
conceivably
might.
Possible.
Yeah.
It's still on the cards.
Listen, that is a great idea. That's really inspired us. Thanks so much, Brendan.
Okay, no worries.
And if Alan gets in touch, we'll try as well. We'll let you know.
Okay, all right. Can I give a quick shout out to one of the guys in the group who turned 30 today as well? So he had to go out the night before his 30th birthday. So happy birthday to Mike Keegan.
And if Alan gets in touch, we'll let you know, all right?
Okay, brilliant. All right, thanks.
I feel that he needs to know about this. All right, speak soon.
All right, cheers. Thanks, mate.
Bye. Scott Mills. Another one. Father Assad is the name of his new album.
Ah.
So he just put that in instead of DJ Khaled. That was No Brainer on BBC Radio 1 with Justin Bieber. Bieber says that he's not going to make any more new music now until he's married.
Okay, so maybe we say then for our WhatsApp rule, we only go out if Bieber makes another song.
No, because I reckon he will.
He will. He definitely will. It doesn't need to be a challenge. It just needs to be something that might happen.
What about, Steve from Peterborough says, what about every time Greg James calls in sick on his new breakfast show, we go out? Yeah, but then...
We'll probably be in.
Oh, yeah. This is quite a sweet one. Jimmy Cairns has been on from Abingdon. He says, every time I get bits... You could go out then, as it's not that frequent.
That's a great idea. So the whole nation parties if, what's his name?
Jimmy Cairns.
Jimmy Cairns.
If Jimmy Cairns does bits, we all go out, right?
Yeah,
yes. Scott Mills. The entire nation. Jimmy Cairns has done bits. Let's go out to the pub.
This is Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
We're trying to find a reason for us to all go out when something happens, like this guy earlier. Is it Alan Hutton?
Yeah.
The guy from Aston Villa scored last night. Hardly ever scores in his life. So what him and his WhatsApp team do is they have to go out that night if he scores. Hasn't happened in like over 1,000 games.
It's so good. I think it was 1,000 days. So, something like that anyway. But it's great. Just a group of mates. A great reason to go out when this player who never scores eventually goes and scores.
But even if you've got no money, even if it's like a school night.
if you're not feeling well.
Yeah, you've got to go out that night. What about, this is Samantha in Cambridge, I quite like this one. What about if something happens on Radio 1 where it goes a bit wrong?
Oh, how wrong is wrong, though?
Like Tina Dahili, Peppa Pig wrong.
That level wrong.
Or on the Greg Athlon when Clara turned into a robot because pressed the wrong button.
And I do believe... We have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Yes, I like this idea, but it has to be proper wrong, like Bieber in the Live Lounge wrong. Not the whole Live Lounge, no. Just the guitar player guy. Getting the song wrong.
Because they don't happen that often, but I really like that. I think that's a good one. Yeah. But it's got to go like spectacular wrong. It's not just me like pressing a wrong button because fat fingers. Scott Mills. So Chris is back after 2 weeks, and I'm glad about it.
Yeah.
He left me for a couple of weeks because she's taken him and now they're married and he went on his honeymoon.
It's not that kind of situation though, is it? It's not an either or. It's not like what it was like with your flatmate where she genuinely took him out of your house.
Yeah. No, this is different.
Do you know what I mean?
We can still have our on-air life.
No, I don't think our relationship changes at all.
I feel a bit like though, Smithy and Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah.
When it gets all jealous.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, I decided to give Chris a secret welcome back present today in the form of a video message from an internet celebrity. Now, I asked him to close his eyes, and here's the moment, if you missed it, that Chris found out what I got him.
Can I open my eyes?
Go.
Oh, wow. Okay, fine.
Now,
so you've been busy?
Do you know who that is?
Why am I watching this?
Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Right, who's
this
that?
This is the video that I sent to all of you guys.
I knew you'd like
it. This is so good.
You've not even heard the message yet.
Goodness, if this is like a personal thing, this is amazing.
Who's that?
So this is a video I got sent during the World Cup. And you know when there was loads of these videos going, it's coming home. And like different versions of it. There was one with this bald guy who was singing It's Coming Home and waving some flags. And he was completely naked. And he sort of used every part of his body.
Yep.
now, why have you done this?
Because we thought it'd be a good welcome back. So,
it's like, what?
So, his name's Martin.
Of course it is. Why am I staring at him?
Oh, it's also really awkward that that's the name of your now father-in-law.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, so his name's Martin. And the great thing is, since he was kind of like viral over the World Cup, he's coming home naked. Martin now does bespoke messages.
Of course he does.
Right, so are we ready?
This is so good already.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Yeah.
Hi, this is Naked Martin. This is a request for Chris and Ria to say hope you had a great wedding and a wonderful honeymoon. Scott has missed you, and so are the listeners. All the best.
Why is he shaking it?
I asked him to give a little twirl at the end, and he obliged.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.